You're listening to Apricity by Millie Wilcox, Chapter 14, Turning in His Grave. On Friday morning, Stephanie called Jason's old boss. Hey, Russ, it's Stephanie Wren.
Stephanie, how are you?
Russ said in his rough voice. Hanging in there was really all she could think to say, so she decided to get right to the point. Hey, so remember the van?
Ah, man, I knew you were going to say that.
Well, is it still mine? She knew it was. She even had the title. It was sitting in a stack of papers on her dresser next to Jason's death certificate.
Hey, if you're gonna sell it, I'll buy it from you. I'll give you 20,000 cash for it.
No, I was planning to use it. I met this guy and he's got two kids of his own. She didn't know why she had said that. She immediately regretted it.
What? You met someone already?
He cussed.
Jason's gotta be turning in his grave.
How dare he, Stephanie thought angrily. Who is he to say that? When can I pick it up? Stephanie asked shortly.
Next weekend.
I need it this weekend, Russ. I can bring it back Monday so your guy can use it for a few more days. What time today can I come get it?
My guy's out in it today. Call me sometime next week,
Russ said shortly. Fine, I'll talk to you next week then. Stephanie hung up the phone. Her head was reeling from the comment about Jason. She could not believe Russ would be so insensitive. Chris was right. There was a knock at the door. Stephanie had to take three deep breaths to compose herself before she was able to open it. It was Chris. Hi, Stephanie huffed. She might have been thrilled to see him if she hadn't been so upset at the moment.
Hey,
he said trepidatiously. What are you doing here? She asked in a harsher voice than she had meant to.
I thought maybe we would go jump your van. I don't want to leave you without a car.
He rubbed his forehead.
I'm sorry. I should have called first.
It's fine. That's a good idea. Stephanie tried to calm her voice to show Chris that she really was glad to see him. I'm not mad at you. Come in. Stephanie took another deep breath as Chris walked in. He looked like he was still worried she was mad at him.
You okay?
He asked. No, I'm ticked, Stephanie vented. I just got off the phone with Jason's old boss. I was an idiot and said something like, I met this guy and now I need the van. Chris made a pained face.
That didn't go well for you?
Stephanie huffed.
So what did he say?
Chris asked gently. Besides the part where he swore and said that it was too fast and that Jason was turning in his grave, he said that he would buy it from me for $20,000, Stephanie fumed.
What a jerk. Please tell me you said no.
I said no. I told him I'd pick it up today, and he said I could pick it up next week. Stephanie folded her arms.
Do you have the title?
Chris asked. Stephanie went into her room and returned with a stack of papers. She fumbled through it, and she tried not to feel anything as she shuffled Jason's death certificate out of the way. She guessed Chris had seen it because he made a tiny choking sound in his throat. She didn't think he could have read it that fast, but he must have known what the state death certificate looked like. They shared a millisecond glance that gave Stephanie that electric shock feeling again, and she was so flustered that she had to go through the stack of papers twice. Chris did not flinch at the death certificate the second time. Stephanie found the title right beneath it and handed it to him.
This even has your name on it,
Chris pointed out.
I don't think you need to let them keep it as long as they want. Really, they had no right to be using it in the first place. At very least, he should have been working on getting a new van. I say you call him back and tell him you will pick it up today and you'll bring the police if you need to.
I don't want to talk to him again, Stephanie rubbed her eyes. Also, their guy's out on a job in it right now. I told him we could pick it up tomorrow and could even bring it back for them to use next week, but he insisted on me picking it up next week.
It's fine. We can just take two cars,
Chris suggested. Assuming we can get my van running, Stephanie said tiredly. That's what I should have said. I should have said, my van broke down, not, I met this guy. I'm such an idiot. You know, Jason would be really mad. At Russ, I mean. He would go down there and put him in his place.
Is that what you want me to do?
Chris asked. No, that's not what I meant.
I will call him back. What's his number?
I'm just so mad about what he said.
Yeah, sucks, huh? Don't you hate how people are always trying to tell you how to feel and how to live your life after losing a spouse?
Yes, Stephanie's voice quivered. She put her head against Chris's shoulder. He just stood there. She lifted her head and looked at him. He cleared his throat.
Do you want me to call him then?
Stephanie pulled out her phone and showed him the number. His name's Russ. Chris dialed and waited for an answer.
Hello, this is Chris Taylor. I'm calling on behalf of my client, Stephanie Wren. I am her lawyer. There seems to have been some confusion about a vehicle that should have been turned over to her possession when her husband passed away. That's fine. We are not planning to press charges as long as the vehicle is turned over to her in its original condition right away. We do have the title here. When can we pick it up? Let me check my schedule. We can come by to pick it up in about 30 minutes, if that works for you. Great. We will see you then.
Chris hung up. No, his guy was on a job. He's probably at least an hour out. Chris shrugged.
He said we can come now.
That's definitely not how Jason would have handled it. He would always just muscle his way through everything.
I don't have any muscles,
Chris admitted. They loaded Caleb and Matthew in Chris's SUV and headed towards the warehouse for Jason's old job. They rode in silence for a while, until Stephanie spoke. Chris, do you think Jason and Katie are angry? Chris grimaced. I'm sorry, Stephanie apologized.
Don't be sorry,
he said. Then he took a breath and let it out.
Katie told me before she died that I better get remarried, so I definitely don't think she's mad. Although, I think she's sad sometimes. I mean, she's much more sad about not getting to raise her kids than about not being with me, I'm sure. I think she would be really happy with the way you have taken care of Amara and Caden the last couple of weeks, though.
Chris cleared his throat. Stephanie was glad he had something nice to say about her, even though he had seen her get mad at her kids multiple times now.
I'm sure Jason is not mad at you. If he loves you and your kids, then he just wants you to be happy and taken care of. He's probably livid with me, but I don't blame him. I would be jealous, too.
Chris glanced at Stephanie, and she blushed at the compliment. She was quiet for a moment, thinking. After a while, she changed the subject. I bet it will take them a while to clean the supplies out of the van, and then we'll have to put the seats back in.
I don't have anywhere else to be today. My mom is keeping my kids another night,
Chris told her. I just need to be back before my kids get off the bus, Stephanie replied. They pulled into the parking lot, and Stephanie had a rush of memories and feelings. She shut her eyes for a moment. Chris must have noticed because he touched her arm.
Too bad I'm not in my work clothes, or the lawyer thing would be more believable,
Chris said as he parked. Then he thought of something.
Oh, I forgot. I have your shirt. I was going to give it back to you forever ago, but it's still sitting in my car.
He searched Stephanie's face.
Is that okay? I mean, I can just wear my t-shirt. That's no big deal.
It's fine. I don't mind. Stephanie shook her head.
You sure?
Stephanie nodded. So Chris turned and reached into the footwell behind his seat and picked up a grocery bag. He pulled out Jason's yellow shirt and shook out the wrinkles as best he could. He must have washed it because it smelled like unfamiliar laundry detergent and no longer smelled like Jason. For some reason, that made Stephanie sad, but she shook her head to push the feeling away.
You sure you're okay?
Chris asked again. Of course, Stephanie tried to sound convincing. Chris gave her one last glance and then put the dress shirt over his t-shirt and buttoned it up to the second button from the top.
Do I look like a lawyer?
He asked. Stephanie looked at his jeans. Good thing you didn't wear your carpenter jeans.
What's wrong with carpenter jeans?
Nothing. They just make you look more like a carpenter than a lawyer.
True.
He chuckled.
Do you want to come or stay in the car?
I will stay in the car, she said shortly. Chris nodded. Stephanie handed him the title to the van, and he got out of the car. He walked into the office, and a couple of minutes later, he walked out with some keys in his hand. He went to Stephanie's side of the car and opened the door.
It's all ready to go. Do you want to drive the van, or do you want me to?
Wait, it's got the seats in it already?
That's what he said.
Chris shrugged.
That means he wasn't even using it for work. There's no way they cleaned it out and installed the seats in 30 minutes. Stephanie was mad now. Chris shrugged again. He handed her the car keys. She got out and walked around to the driver's seat. Russ must have seen her through the window because he walked out of the office and across the parking lot to where she was before she could get back in the SUV. Stephanie didn't want to talk to him.
Stephanie, it's so good to see you. How are you?
She forced a smile. Fine. Chris stopped walking toward the van so he could watch their interaction.
I'm glad to see you are doing better.
Russ continued.
Stephanie was ready to be done talking to him. Mm-hmm, she said. He went on.
Jason was such a hard worker. We have really missed him these last few months.
Stephanie nodded. They stood there awkwardly for a moment, until Chris walked over.
Mrs. Wren, I will follow you over to my office to finish up that paperwork.
Chris stood there, waiting for Stephanie to get in the SUV. They all looked at each other awkwardly for a moment until Stephanie nodded and got in the car without even saying goodbye to Russ. She didn't mean to be rude, she was just feeling flustered and anxious to leave. Chris walked over to the van. Even though Stephanie knew it wasn't the same van that Jason drove, it made her feel a little queasy to see Chris driving it. He followed her out of the parking lot as Russ stood watching them. She gave Russ a little wave, and the sad feeling came back. Why am I sad to leave? It's not like I have an emotional attachment to this place, she told herself as she forcefully wiped away tears. When they got back to her house, Chris pulled the van off to the side of the driveway. After Chris got back in the driver's seat of the SUV, they went to get the minivan from Walmart. They unloaded the boys and went into the store to buy some jumper cables. While they were inside, Stephanie said, Oh, I almost forgot to ask you. Do you have Easter baskets for your kids for Sunday?
No.
Chris admitted.
I hadn't even thought about it. Katie would always do that stuff.
Okay, we better get him something, Stephanie said. Stephanie had already bought her kids stuff, so she picked out baskets to match for Kaden and Amara and a few things to put in them. She tried to involve Chris in picking it out, but he seemed happy to let her make all the decisions. After checking out, they jumped to the minivan while the boys played around in the back. It started right up, so Stephanie opened the back door to buckle her boys in. Chris walked over to stand by the minivan door. Thanks for your help, she said as she crawled into the back of the minivan chasing Matthew.
Mommy, I'm hungry,
Caleb whined. Okay, get in your seats and we'll all go home and eat lunch.
Can I buy you lunch?
Chris asked. Stephanie finally caught Matthew and put him wiggling into his car seat. She blew her hair out of her face and then smiled at Chris. All of us? She asked. He laughed.
I was thinking we could just lock them in the car and then come back for them when we're done.
Stephanie didn't look amused.
I'm kidding.
Chris clarified.
Yes, all of you.
Chris followed her over to Chick-fil-A. It was a good thing because when they tried to leave, they had to jump the minivan again.
I will follow you home and make sure you make it,
Chris suggested. Thanks. When they got back to Stephanie's house, she asked Chris, Do you want to come inside? He rubbed his beard, thinking for a moment, and then he shook his head. Oh, okay.
I've got work I need to do,
he clarified.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I've got to pack anyway, she stammered. See you tomorrow. Thanks for your help. Chris awkwardly nodded, as if to say, You're welcome. Hopefully this van works better than mine, Stephanie thought out loud.
I guess we'll find out.
After another awkward moment, they said their goodbyes and Chris left. Stephanie was excited. She would not have to travel alone with the kids.